A Fairbanks businessman reported missing last week is dead. 62-year-old Daniel Frederick, a downtown resident who operated the Army surplus and antique shop Blondie's, was found beaten and strangled. Fairbanks Police Chief Dan Hoffman says Frederick's body was located as the result of an investigation of three local men caught using Frederick's credit and ATM cards.
Based upon further interviews and further investigation of this crime, our detectives working in conjunction with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation, which is a division of the Alaska State Troopers, as well as Fort Wainwright's Criminal Investigation Division, ended up locating Mr. Frederick's body, which had been placed in a wooded area off of South Pegger Road.
The three men already in custody for credit card fraud are Raymond Jones, Michael Moore, and Brian Toundrow. Jones and Moore are active duty soldiers at Fort Wainwright. Toundrow was recently discharged from the Army as the result of an unrelated conviction for sexual abuse of a minor. Chief Hoffman would not release additional information about the circumstances surrounding Frederick's murder, but says there's strong evidence tying the suspects to the killing.
Because those charges have not been filed yet, and because of the fact that this case has not gone through the grand jury process yet, I'm not in a position to answer additional questions regarding the motives or the background circumstances surrounding this crime. We just felt it was important to let the community know that Mr. Frederick's body had been found, and we are extremely confident at this point that as a result of our investigation, the three suspects who are in custody are those that are responsible for this murder and will be charged appropriately.
Hoffman says the release of information about Frederick's killing was delayed due to difficulty contacting next of kin in Wisconsin. It's unclear how long Frederick had been missing, but a police press release says his body was moved to where it was found. It also says items from his store were scattered off two area roads. Police believe passersby may have picked up some of the merchandise. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fairbanks Police.